You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin joins me now to lend support to women feeling comfortable in their own skin.
And a very good morning to you all. I was brought up to make guests feel welcome, relaxed when they come to visit my house. You're supposed to make people feel right at home. So, whenever women come to call at my house, I always offer them a drink. And if they're seated, then I'll say, look, are you comfortable sitting there? And then I try to assume the countenance of a caring friend. And I discreetly inquire, how's your bra? Strange question, you might think, but not so if you think about it. Like I say, I was raised to make people feel right at home when they come a-visiting. So, if the four ladies in my house that I live with are anything to go by, women, in order to make themselves feel right at home, they immediately discard the old retaining device and dispatch it, usually to the nearest door handle. Because if I had a dime for every time I found a bra draped over a door handle in my house, I would be obscenely rich by now. Because once they cross that threshold and they are safely within the confines of their own home, it's time for some unclasping. Cue sigh of relief, followed by, oh God, what I wouldn't give for a foot massage right now. The world of the brassiere is as alien as it is fascinating to those of us of the testosterone-fueled variety. You only have to say the word lingerie, and the average male will feel a frisson of excitement. But then that could be because the word is French, lingerie, those crazy Europeans. Now, of course, if you ask the average Irishman why he likes the word bra so much, he'll probably tell you it's because it's an anagram of the word bar. Huh? See, it's like a twofer special for the average Irish Mick. If the truth be told, this whole bra thing came about because recently we were listening to a cassette tape of a recording of our family trip to Washington all those years ago. I'd given the two little girls, who back then were aged 6 and 3, I'd given them a tape recorder and a microphone, and I told them to sing songs and tell stories to each other in the back of the car. They got a great kick out of recording themselves, and as long as they were amused and self-entertained, everybody was happy. It had been 10 years since we had listened to this tape, and as we did so the other night, we were all in hysterics. Now they were teenagers, and they were listening to themselves when they were oh so much younger. And you know, kids at a very young age, they're always learning about language and about the linguistic boundaries that must be observed. You see, we adults, we impose linguistic boundaries that they must not cross. You know, like cussing. But as a child, as a young child, you need to find out what those cuss words are. So you throw one out every now and again, and you wait for the reaction, and you see whether or not it's on the approved or the disapproved list. Well, the girls were so chuffed to bits that day, 10 years ago, back in the car, when they found out that they could say the word bra with impunity. And it was bra this and bra that for the next 400 miles. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come, and takes groups to Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Italia, and you can contact Brian by email at brian@acrosstheponandbeyond.com. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:45, here on Red River Radio.